Have you heard the news, Esmeralda?
What's that?
New Kids on the Block are going to tour this summer.
Oh, I saw that with Paula Abdul.
Yeah, and?
Boys to Men.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
New Kids on the Block are headed back on tour in the summer, and they're bringing Paula Abdul and Boys to Men, according to a press release that was released on Tuesday. Donnie Wahlberg said in a statement, "Our fans know we love to bring them a party." That's fantastic. And this tour is no exception. It's not just a show. It's an experience. Thank you, Donnie. Are you going to have any Wahlburgers served there? At the?
He may be listening. Doesn't he live in St. Charles?
Oh, he does, doesn't he? Because he's married to that idiot.
What?
He's married to Jenny McCarthy, isn't he?
I love Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Come on, Vic.
She's insane.
She got me through some rough years, though.
All right, I understand that. Okay, Vic, I can understand that. Paula Abdul is such a pop icon, and Boys to Men are one of the best R&B acts of all time. It's going to be a night of hit after hit after hit, and we can't wait to deliver the total package to our fans. Wow. Donnie Wahlberg, man, going nuts. The total package follows the step-by-step singer's 2013 package tour and marks Abdul's first return in touring in 25 years. Wow, really? 25 years? She hasn't toured since 1991? Wow. The 44-city North American trek begins on May 12th in Columbus, Ohio, and includes a special Boston homecoming on July 8th at Fenway Park. Pre-sale tickets will be available on Wednesday, November 16th. That was yesterday, so they're probably sold out. And I see the general public gets to get their tickets on Saturday the 19th. So, Esmeralda, you might want to get your phone going or your computer going Saturday morning to get your tickets.
I will call. I'll have the Ticketmaster website.
That's right.
Smoke signals.
Dan, is there a Chicago date? It doesn't say here in this article.
I'm looking that up now.
They got to play in Chicago, right?
Yeah, you would think the Rosemont, it looks like. The Rosemont, the Allstate Arena /
Allstate Arena.
Formerly Rosemeisen. Thursday, June 15th.
Thursday, June 15th at the Allstate Arena.
Yep.
All right. New Kids on the Block. Bring in the total package. I don't know why I think that's a stupid. That's just not an. I don't know if that's an attractive name. You know what I mean? New Kids on the Block with the total package.
It works for them,
I guess. I don't know. You know, I'd go see Boys to Men. I'm guessing Boys to Men are going to be first, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
So if I were to go, I'd go to see Boys to Men, then I'd leave.
I would go for Paula. I mean, I loved New Kids on the Block back in the day, but thinking about it now, it wasn't that good.
No. I would rather...
I'd go for Paula.
Did they tour... Did New Kids on the Block... Am I remembering wrong, or am I just an idiot? And clearly, I know that I'm an idiot, but did New Kids on the Block not tour with the Backstreet Boys? Didn't they tour?
They did. They did like this weird mishmash where it was like NKOTBSB type of thing.
Yeah. It was just all the letters of the. See, now, you know, again, if it was Backstreet Boys, I would go see them before New Kids on the Block.
Would you dress as the Mummy Man?
I would be Jekyll and Hyde Man.
They would love you. You'd probably get to go on stage.
Yeah, man. Dan.
Yeah, ignore all the attractive women in the first couple rows. It's the dude that's dressed like the Mummy Man.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, man, the total package. It was Lex Luthor's name, Lex Luthor. Lex Luger was a professional wrestler. That was his nickname. He was the total package. That's what I think of. I think of Lex Luger, the professional wrestler from the 80s and 90s when I think total package. I don't think New Kids on the Block. Paula Abdul, though, no, I can't believe she didn't tour for 25 years.
Well, she had all those back problems.
She had back problems?
Yeah, because she was a dancer, so she was hopped up on a lot of prescription pills.
Well, clearly, if you watched American Idol.
Yeah, I watched that. She had a reality show, I think, on Bravo or VH1.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
She was just out of it.
Now, did you ever watch, speaking of reality shows and train wrecks, Did you watch? We talked about this before. Being Bobby Brown,
yeah,
it was the greatest reality show of all time.
Yeah,
it was the greatest show ever.
Can I?
Yeah.
Little fact.
What?
That reality TV show, right? Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Being Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Being Bobby Brown. That was filmed in Tracy, California, and that is the town I hail from.
Is that right?
Well, I was born in San Jose, but I grew up in Tracy, California. Yeah.
They lived in Tracy, California?
I believe that's...
Because I know they're from Atlanta. They lived in Atlanta for a long time.
I didn't watch the show, but I heard it was filmed. A friend of mine who still lives there told me it was filmed there.
Okay. I know probably parts of it, because I know it took place in Atlanta, too, because they lived in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't, obviously, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown could afford two places to live.
Sure. I'll look into that.
Yeah.
I probably should have looked into that before I said it on air, huh? Now I'm quoting a friend of mine from California.
Yeah.
I probably should stick with Tom Skilling quotes.
Yeah, stick with But Being Bobby Brown was amazing. That show was just, it was a train wreck. And when I was watching that show and... Bobby Brown seemed to be the most sane person in the show. I couldn't believe how crazy Whitney Houston was. It was just the best show ever. It was such an enormous train wreck. Dan, did you ever watch Being Bobby Brown?
No, I never get around to
it. It's certainly a show that should make you feel very guilty for watching it and enjoying it. But I laughed my butt off at every episode of that show. I thought it was great.
Okay.
Anyway, get your tickets for your new kids and their total packages. And your Paula Abdullahs. Boys
she
to men.
Birthing babies?
Yeah.
She's no Abdullah?
Yeah. Boys to men, though, man. They should be getting a little bit more push out of this, don't you think? For me, that's the draw.
Well, I mean, they didn't. How many hits did they really have?
Boys to Men? Come on!
I would say they had more hits than New Kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but New Kids was the phenomenon.
Screw
that. It's Boys to Men that's the draw.
Yeah, but they came in, they were in that, they didn't come in as a boy group or anything like that.
Sure they did. They all started like a New Edition and stuff.
I think they never went away is a big thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's
even
probably.
Though they are only three members now. Like New Kids disappeared, and then everybody's just like, "Oh, nostalgia! Great, they're back!" And that's part of it.
Yeah. All right,
Boyz II Men just going strong.
So get your tickets. They're going to be playing at the Allstate Village in June. So there you go. All right, we take a break, and I'm going to ask Jim what he thinks of Boyz II Men and New Kids on the Block touring. The host of Vinyl Emergency, it's a podcast on the Now Playing Network. Our good friend Jim Hankey is here. We're going to talk about all the stuff that you can buy on Black Friday and all kinds of cool vinyl stuff as well.